You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Balch.
Hey, Queen Freaks, it's Hank Balch here with Fighting Dirty, and on this episode, I'm going to talk briefly about cleaning your autoclave chambers, in particular your steam autoclaves. Now, I know some of you out there are under the misconception that as long as you get it professionally cleaned, it's okay. There's no other cleaning that would need to occur besides maybe the annual cleaners that come in to do the deep clean. Now, depending on your sterilizer manufacturer, that might be true. I don't know every manufacturer out there for autoclaves. However, I know enough of them to know many of these manufacturer IFUs for your steam autoclaves require monthly cleaning, if not weekly cleaning, by the user of your autoclave chamber. This means mixing chemicals, spraying into the chamber, if necessary, brushing and cleaning out before you rinse the chamber. This is in your autoclave IFUs. If you're not aware, stop right now, hit pause, go check your manufacturer IFUs for the autoclave, and maybe be surprised, because many of these units out there require weekly and monthly cleaning of the chamber in addition to professional chamber cleaning. Now, even if you do the weekly and monthly cleaning, it may very well still be necessary and required even per your IFUs to have professional cleaning. But what I want to get across in this video is professional cleaning is rarely, if ever, a good substitute or even an acceptable substitute for regular cleaning by sterile processing users. Now, I know some of you out there are saying, Hank, we don't have time for that. We're so busy, we can't even get caught up on trays, much less clean our chambers every week or every month. You know how long it takes to cool down a chamber? And that means that someone extra is going to have to be staffed on Friday night or on Saturday morning. Hey, I get that, but you're talking to the wrong person. You need to take those IFUs, walk right up to the CEO's office or the director in HR and say, listen, if you want me to be compliant, these are the manufacturer IFUs for these autoclaves. They require weekly cleaning. We have four autoclaves. It's going to take us this amount of time to get them cleaned. I cannot do that with my existing staff. I need you to approve another part-time employee or a PRN position to give me the staffing to be compliant per our IFUs. It should never be an acceptable answer to say, well, we don't have the people to do it, and therefore we can't do it. That's your leverage. That's your opportunity to go to leadership and say, we must do this. This is not an option. I need the people in order to make it happen. I hope this helps some of y'all out there with those dirty chambers and gives you a little more insight on how to approach this challenge if you have been non-compliant in the past. Do not be ashamed. Start today doing the right thing. Start today fighting dirty in those autoclave chambers. I promise you it will be worth it, especially come survey time. But even apart from surveys, this is what you need to do to keep your patients safe. And I know every single one of you want to do that. This is Hank Balch. You're watching Fighting Dirty, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help. offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.